If you have authority figures, there has to be a mass base that listens to the authority figures. And I'm going to argue that the mass base has been groomed since the late 1800s to reject science, to reject what they call collectivism, and reject big government, all of which is evidence of that climate scientists are all agents of Satan. It's okay. You can get over it. So it all starts with evolution, the big lie of science. And the Catholic Church and most mainstream Protestant denominations reach an accommodation with science simply by saying, it wasn't God clever? And one of the fundamentals is that science is a lie. Because if you believe the science of evolution, you are rejecting God. Now, if you're a Bible-believing literalist and God is a very centered part of your life, this is not something you just brush aside. It becomes ingrained in your worldview through the doctrine of your religious ideology or theology. Okay, let's go through a little roots of this. So how does this involve then corporations today who are funding science deniers to go on TV and say things? So in the 1800s, it's evolution. In the late 1890s, it's labor unions. In the 1920s, it's Bolsheviks and anarchists, which give us the Palmer raids and Sacco and Vanzetti. 35 to 45, Roosevelt, and a massive corporate funding of anti-big government, anti-labor union, anti-collectivist organizing around the country. One of the most massive propaganda campaigns ever launched in the United States. In the 1950s, we have the Red Scare against godless communism. Let's not forget godless communism. In the 1970s, we have the Christian right, which a number of scholars of religion points out. When you have the collapse of the Soviet Union, what happens is that the scary threat becomes internal. There are internal subversives, just like in the Red Scare. And the internal subversives now are people who want you to embrace this false claim of science and reject your biblical understanding of God. And they have taken positions of high office, both in the political scene and in religion, which happens to tie into one of the most significant aspects of evangelical and fundamentalist Christianity in the United States that is distinct from in Europe, which is the idea that we are living in the end times, the apocalyptic end times, during which time trusted political and religious leaders will lie to you. And so that puts scientists as kind of the lackeys of political and religious leaders who are lying to you. Sorry. Now, who could possibly believe this? Well, somewhere, first of all, apocalyptic belief in the United States, you know, roughly 75 to 80% of the United States, depending on how you do the polling, is Christian, or at least they claim they go to church on Sunday. Actually, a lot of them are lying too, but let's not go there. Social scientists have gotten over that, you know, how often do you go to church? Every week. No, how often do you really go to church? So you have to actually ask leading questions that get them to admit that it's really about once a month, and maybe it's only Christmas and Easter. Now, I'm a Christian, so like I get to tell these jokes, okay, so don't get mad at me. I'm just a different kind of Christian. I'm the kind that likes science, and our kind of branch got over that in the 1800s. So now, what happens then is that this becomes the single largest voting bloc in the Republican Party, is conservative fundamentalists and evangelicals who reject science because it interferes with their relationship to God. And so it then becomes part of a alliance, which includes, at the top, corporate profiteers who, you know, really want to keep making money because they're going to finish their, you know, a Chateau Latour before the earth turns into, you know, a dustbin, covered by water, the rest of it. So no big deal. You know, it's just like taking any industry, stripping it and living the high life. It's the earth, you know, so that sucks. So there are researchers on the gravy train already mentioned. There are the media and the exploiting politicians. I wrote this all yesterday, so I'm totally agreeing with you. There's a tiny group of anarcho-libertarians who just read conspiracy theory websites and don't yell at me. I know it's Boulder. I know there's a distinctively significant larger proportion of conspiracy theorists in Boulder than the rest of the world. And I'm happy to talk to you. But the biggest base are these conservative Christian fundamentalists and evangelicals who are convinced that we're living in a time when satanic agents walk the earth and they're going to try and get you to abandon God. So for the first time, we actually have the ability to create an apocalypse. You're not going to lose the bet when you say it's, you know, it's like, it's going to happen if we don't change things. And you know what, they're going to say, I guess, you know, the apocalypse happened and it didn't happen the way we thought, but that will be a very brief thought in their minds. What can I say? So here's the thing. If, as a person who does, you know, write about social science and a journalist, and I worked for a think tank for 30 years that researched right-wing social and political movements to try and help left-wing organizers figure out why they were saying these things like, you know, there's no climate change or you know, abortion is sin and gay people should be shot or something or usually hanged. It doesn't work to say to them, your religion is a farce, get over it, embrace science, because you're not going to convince these people that that's what's true. What's going to happen that does work is to talk about the difference between dominion and stewardship. And dominion is one way of understanding within Christianity what God gave to humans. And dominion means you get to do whatever you want. You know, you get to shit in your own kitchen, essentially, which is what we're doing now. Let's be frank. This is what we're doing to our planet.